Okay. Ready? Okay. We're going to be discussing petitions 108 to 109 and 110. The petitioner will not be present at the hearing. However, he requested, or they requested, that the evidence be heard in their absence. Information has been submitted and will be reviewed subsequent to the presentation of the evidence by the property appraiser. Okay. Could you please state your names for the record?
Doug Mack.
Melissa Kelly.
Raise your right hand, please. Some swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Could you please read into the record the parcel numbers and the assessments for all three parcels? And is the evidence the same for all three for all intents and purposes?
Yes, sir. Just the subject matter is different.
Oh, that I understand, of course. Otherwise, you wouldn't have different parcel numbers, right?
Okay, I'm going to start with the parcel number and assessed for petition 108. The parcel number is R10-223-17-2411-0000-00D0. The 2020 just value is $1,056,547. The assessed and taxable values are $1,055,093 each.
Bear with me a second, please. I'm looking at your page number 5. Is that the property?
The property record card begins on page 5. Yes, sir.
I have here the assessment at $841,000. Oh, I have to apologize. I'm looking at the wrong.
I was going to say, was that one of the different petition numbers?
I thought they were in order, and they were in reverse order. Sorry. Okay. You indicated $1,055,093, right?
That's the assessed value. Yes, sir.
Okay. Lisa, I got the correct one this time. Sorry. Right. Oh, please proceed.
Okay. Next, I will give you the parcel number and the values for petition 109. Mm-hmm. The parcel number is R32-323-17-5130-0890-0040. The just, assessed, and taxable values are all the same for 2020 at $851,779. Okay. And when you're ready, I'll give the same information for petition 110.
Oh,
I'm sorry. The parcel number is R32-323-17-5256-00L0-0020. The just, assessed, and taxable values for 2020 are all the same at $841,183.
All right, could you go now and give me a description of each, or You know, the size.
Sure. For petition 108.
And page number?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Starting on page 10.
All right.
This property is located at 4743 Commercial Way in Spring Hill. It's on the north side of a frontage road north of Breakwater Boulevard. It has frontage and access from that frontage road. It's zoned PDP-GHC with C2 use, meaning planned development project under general commercial highway with highway commercial district use. It's a parcel of 122,388 usable and gross square feet, and it is a retail discount store. Mm-hmm. On page 14 is a map showing my comparable sales. And if you'll turn to page 19, I used 5 sales that occurred from July of 2017 through November of 2019, all of which were similar types of properties, all Dollar Generals or Family Dollar stores. And we had leasable areas that ranged from 8,500 square feet to 9,828 leasable square feet. On page 20, you'll see that we made adjustments for market adjustments for time, location, age, condition, quality of design, and land to building ratio. And we determined the leasable square feet should be around $170 per leasable square foot for a value of $1,693,710. If you will turn to page 27, excuse me, this is a comparable rentals chart, and we used 4 comparable rentals, all of the same type of store, Dollar Generals and Family Dollars, located in Hillsborough, Polk, and Pasco counties. These are all actual leases that we got information from. They range in size from 8,500 square feet to 10,560 square feet. We made adjustments for conditions of lease on rental number 2 to account for the time from the signing of the lease as a negative 5%. Further, we use secondary adjustments for location, age, condition, quality design, and land to building ratios, and determined the leasable square foot rate should be $13.50. The next several pages describes how we determined our vacancies and expenses and our cap rate. And if you will turn to page 35, you will see our cap rate chart. We used a 3% vacancy to give us a,
What page?
Page 35, I apologize.
You said cap rate.
Cap rate chart.
35 is reconciliation.
36 should be the reconciliation.
Again, excuse me. I apologize.
No problem.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. We used a 3% vacancy rate, or $4,035, to give us an effective gross income of $130,465. We allowed 8.79% expenses, or $11,470, to give us an NOI of $118,996. We used a 7.5% cap rate and loaded it with last year's millage rate, giving us a loaded cap rate of 9.12%, coming up with a final value on the lease, fee simple lease of $1,305,101. On page 36, our reconciliation, the value of the subject from the sales comparison approach is $1,693,710, and from the income approach is $1,305,101. Therefore, the as-is fee simple market value of the subject as of January 1st, 2020 is $1,499,406. The following pages are all the property record cards for the comparable sales and the lease rentals that we used. There's legal information that we have to include in there as well. And that's it for that one.
All right. The evidence submitted by the property appraiser is Exhibit A, and is admissible. Okay, 109.
Okay. Petition 109 is a Family Dollar located at 12500 Spring Hill Drive in Spring Hill, Florida. It's at the southeast corner of Spring Hill Drive and Marble Avenue. It has frontage and access on Spring Hill Drive and Marble Avenue and an alley. It's zoned PDP-GHC, or Plan Development Project General Highway Commercial. There are 52,500 usable square feet and gross square feet. This is a retail discount store that was built in 2013 with an effective age of 2013. And the improvement has 8,320 leasable square feet and 8,620 gross square feet.
Okay, hang on one second. Okay. All right. Proceed, please.
Below that information on page 10, you'll see that we've included some permits that total a value of $550,000, and that does not include the land value in it.
Okay.
If you'll turn to page 19, our comparable improved sales chart. These are the same as in the previous packet. Do you want me to go through them again? We made the same types of adjustments, just related to the subject.
Okay. Same adjustments, same.
The same?
Price range, 169 roughly to 250?
Yes, sir.
50. All right.
And then starting on page 26 would be our rental comparable rentals chart. Again, these are the same comparables that we used in the previous petition. And our rental rates after adjustments for this particular subject range from $1,198 per leasable square foot to $1,633 per leasable square foot. On page 34, we have our direct cap chart. Again, we accounted for a 3% vacancy, 9.18% expenses, giving us an NOI of $98,948, a loaded cap rate of 9.12%, gives us a final value of $1,085,221. On page 35 is our reconciliation. Excuse me. The value of the subject from the sales comparison approach is $1,414,400, and from the income approach is $1,085,221. Therefore, the as-is fee simple market value of the subject as of January 1st, 2020 would be $1,249,810. As before, following this are the property record cards and lease information for the comparables used, along with legal documents and Ms. Cullen's certification.
Okay. The property appraisal evidence for petition 109 is admissible and is Exhibit A. All right. Present information pertaining to petition 110.
Okay, this is a Family Dollar. This property is located at 4075 Deltona Boulevard in Spring Hill, Florida. It sits on the west side of Deltona Boulevard, north of Forest Oaks Boulevard. It has frontage and access on Deltona Boulevard. It is zoned PDP GHC, Commercial Plan Development Project. General Highway Commercial. It has 82,764 usable and gross square feet of land. It's a retail discount store built in 2014 with an effective age also of 2014. It has 8,320 leasable square feet and 8,467 gross square feet. On page 19 is our comparable sales chart, and again, these are the same comps used in the previous two petitions with adjustments to this subject, giving us a range between $160.90 and $250.20. We came up with a per leasable square foot value of $165 per leasable square foot for a final value of $1,372,800. Excuse me. On page
35.
I'm sorry, 27 is our comparable rentals chart. Once again, these are the same as in the previous two petitions, only with the adjustments made for this particular subject, giving us a range from $11.80 to $14.97 per rentable leasable square foot. We determined the rate for this one would be $12.75 per leasable square foot. On page 35 is our direct cap chart. Again, allowing a 3% vacancy. 8.83% expenses gives us an NOI of $99,435. With a 9.12% loaded cap rate gives us a final value of $1,090,565. On page 36 is our reconciliation. The value of the subject from the sales comparison approach is $1,372,800, and from the income approach is $1,090,565. Therefore, the as-is fee simple market value of the subject as of January 1st, 2020 is $1,231,683. Following that, again, are the property record cards, lease information, and legal documents.
Okay.
We put in our
packets. The evidence submitted by the property appraiser, Exhibit A, and is admissible. The petitioner submitted evidence that I will read into the record. Okay. The petition 108. Copy of the property card was submitted. Lease comparables were provided. That's 1, 2, 3. 4. 5 lease comparables were provided. And the rentals range $6, $5.32, $8.76, $18, and they ran $18 was net, and the $6 was net, the $5.32 was net, and the other one was partial gross. Okay, the income approach. The value indicated by his income approach was $956,713. And comparable sales, let's see here, land sales. Were provided. 1, 2, 3 sales were provided, and they ranged in price $115,777, $101,626, and $150,000. Per acre. For petition 109, provide an income approach at $716,393. Let's see. Correction. It was a Marshall and Swift calculation at $716,394. An income approach is $707,089. Land sales were for $7.43 per square foot. Another one is $7.43 per square foot. In fact, it looks like three of them the same. I'll have to take a look at these in a little closer and calculate the figures. Petition 110. The value indicated by the Marshall and Swift segregated cost calculation was $753,362. By the Ingham approach, it's $707,090, rounded. And improved property sales comparables for 108, 109, and 110 were the same. One was at $73.64 a square foot. Another one at $87.92 per square foot. And the third one at $28.97 per square foot. I'll have to review and see the reason of that spread of value indicators. That is the extent of the petitioner's evidence. Any comments?
Yes, sir. I would like to go through their evidence, if you don't mind. If it's okay with you, we'll start with their comps first that they submitted.
The evidence presented for all three petitions by the petitioner are all Exhibit A's and are admissible. The rebuttals same for all three properties?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Please proceed, Mr. Mack.
Okay. I would like to start with their land comps that they submitted. Now, each of these petitions have the same comps that they've submitted, so they're all the same. So I'll just cover it one time for all three petitions.
Yes.
Their land comp that they submitted at 352 Beverly Court.
Okay, 352 Beverly, okay.
Yes. Before I go there, I wanted to let you know that each of the subjects are on what we consider the commercial corridors. In other words, it's what we consider on a main, if you want to try to describe that.
A main thoroughfare.
In business area, commercial corridor. I'm familiar with the term.
This first comp, the one located at 352 Beverly Court, is not on the commercial corridor, and it has access from only one neighborhood road, so we feel it's not very comparable.
Okay.
Their land sale 2, it does sit on the corridor, but it only has access from two neighborhood roads. It does not have access from the main corridor. Also, it was purchased by an adjacent owner.
Access from?
Oh, two neighborhood roads.
Two neighborhood roads.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Okay. Next.
Sale number two. Like I said, it sits on the corridor, has access from the two neighborhood roads. It was purchased by the adjacent owner who has this and the adjacent property listed for sale.
Assemblage, okay.
Yes, sir. And in his listing, this particular sale or property, excuse me, is noted to be available for parking for the other property.
What's it listed at?
I'm sorry?
What's it listed at?
The combined for the two, do you remember? That's Tommy's, the Palace Grand.
No, just really quickly, the other property is the Palace Grand, which is like a wedding hall type,
okay.
Beautiful place.
Okay,
has
fine.
A lot of damage, so he's trying to just
probably you see,
the
sure,
sale
okay,
of
fine.
That.
Okay.
Sale three is a disqualified sale. It was not listed on the open market, so we had to disqualify that sale. Also, it is not listed on the corridor and only has access from one neighborhood road.
Not on the corridor?
This one.
Yes.
And one access road.
Yes, and it was purchased by Timber Pines, which is a neighboring community. Mm-hmm. So, again, we disqualified it for not being on the open market.
You talk about local access roads. Is the subject are the subjects on corner locations?
No, sir. Not necessarily corner locations, but they are on the commercial
major,
corridor
major.
On major. Okay. Now, the one which I believe is petition 109, I think, does sit on a frontage road, but that frontage road is part of the corridor. All right, looking next at their improved sale comps. The first one I have here located at 2260 to 2292 Commercial Way. This is a multi-tenant strip center. We don't feel it's comparable to the subjects being...
strip center?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The next one I have is 11251 Commercial Way. This is an automotive service garage.
Auto service?
Automotive service garage and budget truck rental. Again, we don't feel that's comparable to the subjects. And the last one of those is at 13779 Linden Drive. This is a multi-tenant professional building and retail strip center as well. And we just don't feel it's...
Okay.
Now, one further thing about this particular property... on their listing here, it shows that it has 17,600 square feet, and our records indicate that it's only 4,620, so there's a huge difference there.
And how many, you said 4,000?
4,620.
All right.
Then... moving on to the lease comps. The first one I have here is the 4185 to 4195 Mariner Boulevard. Again, this is a multi-tenant shopping center. We don't feel is comparable to our subjects. The one located at 1230 to 1280 South Broad Street is South Plaza they have. Again, a multi-tenant shopping center, but this one we know is in distress. In fact, it may still be in foreclosure. The next one. Okay. The next one is at 13045 Spring Hill Drive. They have it listed as a Chevron. They have it listed on their paper as a Chevron, but they also under that say it's Ever After Gallery as the tenant, but they've moved out. It's vacant. But again, it's not a comparable.
Vacant?
Yes.
It's a Chevron with two retail units along the side of it.
again, we don't feel it's comparable.
None of them comparable.
Correct. And then the last one I have is at 2701 to 2725 Forest Road. Once again, this is a multi-tenant strip center, a shopping center, excuse me.
Okay.
Now, looking at their income approaches and their cost calculators that they submitted, honestly, I don't have a problem with any of their income approaches other than the fact they use different numbers than we did. They came up with different values on what we deem as not the best of comparables. I have no issue with their income streams. As far as their cost...
You have no issue with their values?
Well, I have issues with their values, but only because we had different... You know, they... I don't necessarily agree with the comps that they submitted, so they came up with different rates. They had, if we look at Petition 108, they were using $9 a square foot, leasable square foot, where we were using $13.50.
Okay, their rental rates were lower than yours.
Correct.
And not, were they supported?
Well, we felt that their comps that they submitted were not comparable.
Also, if I may, it looks like their vacancy is quite high for a single tenant property.
Vacancy rate too high.
Yes.
All right. Anything else?
On the not on that, on their cost approaches that they used on each of them, they had some incorrect information. For starters, on each of them, they used a $3.07 per square foot for sprinklers. It should actually be, according to Marshall and Swift, $3.28. They used a story height multiplier of 1.0 that should be 1.064.
That calculation error thing?
It looks like their Marshall valuation pages that they included are outdated. They had one from 2014. Another from 2018, they're not using
correct
up-to-date pages.
Not using up-to-date factors.
Correct. And the information that we used came from the January 2020 update, so.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Just about the subject. Is this Petition 109 subject? In their packet, they had included a second page showing unusable land. Mm-hmm. We don't feel that that's unusable land because they're using it to meet their setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And on that same particular property, they had written on the front that their PSF should be lowered due to size. They've got the 31,500 square feet. They're showing at $7.43. They've got the 21,500 square feet showing at $6.75, and that would be incorrect. That is usable land, so right, it should be at the $7.43 like everything else.
All right. I think I have enough information. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.